We've got a couple of corrections to a name that were in the contracts that's been handed out.
Item 8, from the Director, Department of Child Support Services, requesting authorization to execute extensions to the Children First contracts with United Migrant Opportunity Services, Inc., Center for Veterans Issues, and My Father's House for the period of January 1, 2014 through December 31, 2014 for the provision of employment assistance for unemployed or underemployed payers who are court-ordered into the Children First program. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Okay, very good. Director.
Hello, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Children First is a program that we operate on behalf of the state of Wisconsin in coordination with the family court when we have paternity in an order that's established for a participant. Then if they don't have a job and the means by which that they can pay, then we refer them to a number of, we now have three different partners for Children First who provide a 12-week long training for job skills, the importance of making sure that you show up at work, how to interview, how to conduct a job search. The courts also have the ability to then go and follow up and make sure that we're getting compliance on that. We went through an RFP on this a year ago. We used to have just two partners. We added a third, which is My Father's House, which is located up on Good Hope Road on the northwest side and allows us a better reach and coverage, particularly in that north side community. And so we now have Centers for Veterans Issues, which is downtown area, UMOS down on the south side, and My Father's House up on the north side. We've been very satisfied with the way the services have been provided over the past year. So this is a routine extension of the second year of the program under the same terms.
Okay. Supervisor Percussi.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Sullivan, I know that like these organizations a lot. I'm going to move approval. I know that they've been good to your shop. Also, congratulations. Didn't your office get another award recently? And I mean, it seems like every other month, Child Support Services is being recognized. Why don't you just share with us?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. We were awarded, Milwaukee County was awarded the County of the Year Award by the Wisconsin Child Support Enforcement Association at their conference in Eau Claire last week. That was in recognition of 2 years of our continued setting the bar in our highest numbers that we've had. So we're very satisfied with that. They also cited the success that we had in getting the child support operations up and moving so quickly in our response to the fire. So it was very nice to be recognized for our work. There's still tremendous challenges, of course. We're dealing with, in Milwaukee County, protracted urban poverty and unemployment, which is, I think, our biggest challenge. And this Children's First program, while it doesn't solve everything, is a step in the right direction. So we continue to need not only that enforcement portion, but we also have a quasi-social service aspect in which you can't just continue to, you know, squeezing blood from the turnip kind of thing. I can't just say I'm going to have more and more enforcement and compliance issues without also making sure that we have the ability to get you into a job, which is why we continue to partner with organizations, particularly transitional jobs kinds of programs. We're looking at some new things in the works on that, too. But thank you.
Good work.
Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now that Director Sullivan is the Wisconsin Child Support Enforcement Association.
Yes, Supervisor.
And the last time that Milwaukee County received such an award was how long ago, sir?
We have never been able to compete for that award before, Supervisor. We were nominated this time around by Dane County for our work. And so it was this was a new thing for us, and very proud of the accomplishment of our staff and everybody who contributes to that, and also elected officials such as yourself who helped to give us the resources in which to do that job.
But how long has this association existed?
The Child Support Enforcement Association has existed, I believe, going back into the 1970s.
1970s, and you're saying this is the first time that Milwaukee County has received such an award?
Mr. Chairman,
this award.
Supervisors, yes. We
County,
have
County of the Year Award.
We have had individuals here who have been recognized for their work. Just last year, Jatan Richardson, who's the director who is responsible for our case management downstairs in child support, she's been recognized as for her role as a child support manager of the year. Janet Nelson was previously recognized as child support attorney of the year. Milwaukee County has never won, and as I joke around, and this is the bandwidth is just the world, the child support world, but within child support world, this is best picture. In fact, they hold this award. they hold that award until the end of the evening when we have a dinner. And it's a CLE conference, but it's also some seminars for our case managers and clerical workers and everything. It's an annual event. When I first started in this job, I had been told that it would. We would probably never be able to win this award because of the fact that so much of it has to do with your performance and your numbers, and you're being recognized by some of the other counties. And there can be, as you guys end up seeing all the time, I don't know if this is friction or jealousy or whatever it is between some of the smaller counties and Milwaukee County. And you have some finger pointing back and forth on either side who's got where the grass is greener. So you had those relationships with all these other counties, and this is an association of all the counties running child support. 71 counties have child support, plus a couple of the tribes in the state of Wisconsin, being willing to nominate and support Milwaukee County for that. So it had been thought that given the challenges that we have in performance numbers, that this would be difficult for us to do. But I think it was the fact that we had our best numbers ever last year, that we surpassed that this year. And then I think that a number of our colleagues in different child support agencies in some of the smaller counties were very appreciative of the work that we did getting the agency up and running after the fire. And I think that we've also had some tremendous strides in improving the relationship between Milwaukee County Child Support and some of the other counties throughout the state. And it was very gratifying to be nominated and recognized by our peers. And we will certainly be putting that plaque up. We put out a nice announcement for our staff who got this job done. And I'm sure we'll try and do something nice when we have a chance, when we're through everything else. And I don't know, we can have the holidays around the corner after we're done with budget. But we'll do cake and do something for the staff. And certainly would love to be able to invite some of their supervisors to come and join us.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, was this recognition honored at the last board meeting? No.
No, we just got the award last week. Thursday evening.
Last week. Okay, yeah. So that probably should occur. Okay. And again, I want to say congratulations, because with the politics, as you know, as being a former state senator, sometimes there's politics within your own party. But as it relates to Milwaukee County getting this recognition for the two reasons you suggested, since this association has existed since the 1970s, I think is very significant and very important. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hey, Director Sullivan, as you know, I'm one of the newer supervisors here. Tell me, if a parent is intercepted for child support, let's say it's $100, how much of that actually gets to the other parent?
You are talking about in the case where there is a tax refund intercept?
Well,
or income withholding? Yeah. Anything, $100. $100, whether it comes out in income withholding or whether that's a lien that might be attached to a property or whether it's a tax refund intercept, the $100 goes to the family, to the custodial parent. Or in the case where there has been 4D public support, you have a family who is on public benefits, then some of that may end up going back to the state, but none of it stays here in the county. The program is supported through what's called an R&D fund. So participants do pay a separate fee of $60 a year, which supports the overall program, but the $100 payment that comes from the non-custodial parent goes directly to the child support debt.
Just a round number, like what 80% of that gets to the parent, custodial parent, 70%?
No, if there is...
$100 flat.
Yeah, if there is... if it's not a case where somebody is on public assistance, if it's somebody...
If they are on public assistance.
If it is somebody who's on public assistance, then in that case, there may be... the state itself may end up getting reimbursed part of that, but if there's not... if there's not a lien from the state in this, then 100% goes directly to the parent.
As it relates to people who may be receiving public benefits, can you provide me some information that, you know, explains exactly, you know, what penalties are assessed or reimbursement is required for those who receive such subsidies? Can you give me that information?
I'm
interested. I want to know exactly, you know, what's the debt that is taken out from that $100 for those who receive public assistance.
Yes, I can get you that information.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions from committee? If not, you made a motion?
Gorkowski
made a motion for approval. All right. Thank you. On the motion for approval.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
All right, very good.
Thank you very much, Supervisors.
Thank you. Congrats again. We have 5 items remaining. Are any of these items?